Good morning, the Exotics Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Hi there. I'm just inquiring on how much your prices are for like a checkup for a bird.
Yeah, consultation's 170, and it's about a 40-minute consult with the vet to do a full health check. And we usually sort of do like a little fecal test under the microscope included in that consult, just to check that there's no sort of parasites or things like that as well. And then, yeah, any medication or treatments or anything like that that might be needed is on top of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'll have a chat with my partner and see what we can do. Thank you.
Okay. No worries, all good.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have any available appointments over the next day or two?
Yeah, I think I've got some tomorrow. So I've got like one at sort of 9:30 tomorrow morning, or I've got a couple in the afternoon tomorrow, like from 2 o'clock. Thursday I've got like one left at 9, and then Friday I've got a couple sort of throughout the day as well.
You don't have anything this afternoon, do you?
Let me just double check. What are we on this afternoon? I have got this afternoon, I've got a 2:40, or like the latest I could do would be 3:40. So either 2:40 or 3:40 is all I've got left today.
I have got newborn twins, mm-hmm. which adds to my list of exciting things.
Yeah.
My Alexandrine parrot, he is, I think he's about 6 years old.
Yeah.
I've been outside to him this morning and his nose is a little bit runny and it just seems like his breathing's a little bit labored, but
okay.
I brought him up and put him in the shower and gave him a little bit of time up here. And then they dried him off and all of that, and his nose is still runny. When I put him back in his aviary, he went straight over to his bowl. He's eating, he's drinking, he's, making his little noises and stuff. So I'm like, should I just monitor him and see how he goes, or should I bring him in to get him checked?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely can get respiratory infections pretty commonly. I guess, like, if he's been having labored breathing, I'd probably get him checked out sort of sooner rather than later. If he's, having sort of difficulty breathing. If it's just a runny nose, probably, like, you could sort of monitor it.
I might go down and just check him now because I've given him some time to just relax in his aviary because I thought, with his breathing, I was like, is he breathing funny? Because he's upstairs with us, like me and the babies.
He has
got a sister. He's got, and I've got another Alexandrine parrot as well. She's fine, like, she's a boxer.
But if
I just go over and look at him now, like, he is just sitting in front of his bowl.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a runny nose.
And
I can't really hear him breathing, like, it's quite windy.
Yeah. It could be the start of sort of like a respiratory infection thing with like the runny nose and everything, but hard to say without sort of checking him over. Generally, like, if it is a respiratory sort of infection, they need to be on antibiotics for a couple of weeks. Usually just like oral antibiotics.
And how would I give that to him?
Just like
if he's got
the beak, does he? Generally that's how we do it. Otherwise,
how would you determine if it's a respiratory infection, just by looking at him or?
The vet would do like a fecal check, and then they might also do sort of like a what we call like a crop wash, where we take a bit of the contents of their crop just to see if there's sort of anything there. There is other tests that we can do to sort of determine like what other, because they get something called chlamydia, a respiratory sort of infection, and there is a test that we can do in-house, but it's like $120. That sort of respiratory infection. It could be sort of a few different things.
If I come in,
I'm going to have to bring my babies with me, that's all.
That's not a problem. Like, we can always help you in and out of the clinic and everything. That's, like, not a problem if you call us and let us know when you get here. We can come down and help you out.
All right. Well, if you – can I book in for today?
Yeah, 2:40. No worries. I'll do that. All right. So – So you've not been to us before with any other animals?
No, usually I go to the Brisbane Bird, but I can't do that with twins.
Ah, no worries. Yeah, all good. Okay, I'll just make you a file. So what was your first name?
My name's Renee, R-E-N-E-E.
And your last name?
Clifton, C-L-I-F.
C-L-I-F?
Yep.
T-O-N. And then your best contact number?
0423.
Yeah.
440.
Yeah.
860.
860. And an email address?
Renee 6324.
6324, yeah.
At gmail.com.
And what was your home address?
7.
Yeah.
George. G-E-O-R-G-E.
Yeah.
Street in Burpengary.
Oh, yeah, Burpengary. Perfect. Okay. And so we're a male ring neck?
Yeah. Male Alexandrine.
Oh, Alexandrine, sorry. All right. And you said he was 6 years old?
Roughly. I'll just confirm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all good. And what was his name?
Arlo.
Lo. L-O?
Arlo. A-R-L-O.
Arlo, sorry. All
right. Arlo. So he'll be 7 next month.
Oh, okay. No worries. 6 years and 11 months. All right. Okay, perfect. And has he been to any other vet before in the past?
The Brisbane Bird Vet.
Oh, okay. And was that recently or was that a while ago?
That was a little while ago.
Okay, all right. No worries. Okay, perfect. All right, I've got you booked in then at 2:40 this afternoon. We'll see what's going on. And if you just want to give us a call when you get to the clinic, and one of the nurses will come down and help you up into the clinic with the kids and everything.
Thank you so much. I've never done this with the babies before.
I know,
so it's going to be.
I usually have
to bring Marley with me because they don't really go anywhere without each other, but I'll just leave her in the aviary and she can.
Oh, honestly, like if it's easier, you can bring her. That's not a problem if it's more comfortable for them. Up to you. But yeah.
No, she's pain. No.
All right, that's okay.
She'll deafen my children in the car.
Okay, all right, no problem. All right, cool. Well, yeah, just give us a call when you get here. Easy.
Yeah.
All right, no worries. We'll see.